This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The times, they are changing. When that song was published in the 60s, I would have never thought that the America of today, Europe of today, would be so much different than it was then. Let us talk about same-sex marriages, and let's use that as an example. Here's an article by the New York Times from June 26, 2013, saying this. The Supreme Court issued a pair of rulings on Wednesday expanding gay rights, ruling unconstitutional a 1996 law denying federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples and paving the way for California to legalize same-sex marriages. The rulings continue a rapid shift in which public opinion and laws have become far more accepting of same-sex marriages only a few years after a clear majority of Americans opposed it. In President George W. Bush's 2004 re-election campaign, Republican strategists put ballot initiatives to ban same-sex marriages on several state ballots, believing it would help raise turnout and lift Mr. Bush's chances. As late as 2010, polls showed that a majority of Americans opposed same-sex marriages. In the last 3 years, public opinion has flipped. Mr. Clinton has said he regretted signing the 1996 law that the court struck down Wednesday. President Obama reversed his position last year in the midst of the presidential campaign and said he now favored same-sex marriage. Now, Time wrote this on June 26, 17 years after a Democratic president signed a federal law defining marriage as between a man and a woman, the U.S. Supreme Court struck it down Wednesday, capping one of the fastest civil rights shifts in the nation's history. Now, again, not everybody is happy. There are some religious voices which oppose these decisions. Newsmax reported on June 26 that the U.S. Supreme Court decisions mark a tragic day for marriage in our nation, said Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. He went on to say that the court got it wrong. The federal government ought to respect the truth that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, even where states fail to do so. Now is the time to strengthen marriage, he said, not redefine it. When Jesus taught about the meaning of marriage, the lifelong exclusive union of husband and wife, he pointed back to the beginning of God's creation of the human person as male and female, and then he refers to Matthew 19. And of course, you can also go back and read the account in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and so on. But this has become more and more now a minority. An article which was published by the Canada Free Press is very revealing, I thought. It was published on June 28, because they go into the question as to why. Why is this sudden shift in public opinion? Designated by Congress as a national house of prayer and often identified as a church of our national leaders, the National Cathedral in Washington celebrated Wednesday Supreme Court decisions regarding same-sex marriage by ringing its bells for 45 minutes at noon, followed by a prayer service that evening. After being notified of the Supreme Court's ruling, our president made a call from Air Force One to the plaintiffs of California, congratulating them, a call that was also broadcast on MSNBC, the unofficial mouthpiece for the administration. And sometimes I think they are the official mouthpiece of the administration. The article goes on to say, "Welcome to Babylon 2013. Those who have been paying attention to the systematic attacks on the moral fabric of our nation understand that what is taking place in America has absolutely nothing to do with equal rights or gender equality. This should be especially evident in light of the fact that homosexuals comprise a mere 3% of our population, at least at least those who are confessing to it, yet have somehow managed to cause an entire nation to redefine traditional marriage between a man and a woman. How is this possible? The answer lies in a larger picture. America has become a captured operation. Forced acceptance of same-sex unions is part of a larger plan that was outlined and detailed nearly a century ago by Antonio Gramsci, a well-known Marxist. Through his history, a method for a Marxist takeover of a capitalist nation like the United States was only possible from within. A key component to this takeover was and continues to be radically changing the culture and moral sensitivities of our country. Destroy traditional and sacred moral values based on Judeo-Christian principles and replace them with immoral and ungodly laws and evil disguised as tolerance. Now we need to understand that ultimately the one who is behind all of this is Satan the devil. He is the one who is called the prince of the power of the air, the prince of darkness, the one who has deceived the whole world, but he is manifesting himself in a sense, disguising himself as an angel of light. And that is how he deceives people. Now, the article goes on to say that socialism calls for government control of industry, including the nationalization of key industries and national resources, which is exactly what happened in World War II. You've all heard about Nazi. Did you know that the word Nazi means national socialism? And did you know that Hitler, in fact, went on and nationalized the industries one after the other? Not only that, it goes on to say here the terms communism and Marxism are interchangeable and are hardcore forms of socialism. Socialism, Marxism, and communism are mere stepping stones to the larger agenda of a unified world or system of global governance. That is exactly what Mussolini and what Hitler were trying to accomplish. Global governance. Many of the communist goals have been accomplished with little to no resistance right in front of our eyes, by our own self-proclaimed moral leadership. And then the article goes on to say a very important aspect of those goals focuses on breaking down all cultural standards of morality, including the promotion of all forms of homosexuality, promiscuity, degeneracy as normal and healthy. And I like to add the atheist, ungodly evolution concept is one of them as well. Because, you see, Hitler could have never come up with his master race concept without the idea of the evolution theory. It goes on to say, to assist with this task, the Holy Bible is to be discredited and traditional doctrine replaced by a mandate of inclusion and tolerance of behavior which was once considered abhorrent. Removal of the Judeo-Christian obstacles in America would sufficiently soften the population. This process could not be done overnight, as the Americans of the 50s would never accept it or allow it to happen. So it took time. Notice what happened. The children of the United States of America were and are considered to be one of the most important resources for the takeover of America. Accordingly, schools had to be infiltrated by the agents of the Marxist communists' mindset, today called the progressives, or you could say left liberals. And our universities are full of them. And the minds of the children prepared or educated in accordance with a tolerance and blind acceptance towards these wrong ideas. It's no wonder that the U.S. educational system from the 1960s forward has promoted immorality under the guise of tolerance, but not just in America. The same is true for Europe as well. It goes on to say it has not only allowed but forced parents to accept curriculums of abhorrent behavior but be permitted to pollute the minds of our children. At the same time, curriculums of moral corruption are being taught in our schools. The removal of God was necessary like a cancer. This process has spread not only through our public elementary and secondary schools, but into our colleges and universities. We are all too busy working multiple jobs just to put our food on the table. We have been deliberately distracted away from what is being taught to our children. And what did Jesus Christ say? It will be as it was at the time of Noah. They eat, they drink, they marry, they get married, and they don't even know what is happening until it will be too late. Our focus is just not on the real important things anymore. So this article goes on to say, it is no wonder that the U.S. educational system from the 1950s forward has promoted immorality under the guise of tolerance. The normalization of homosexual marriage is a sin against God and nature, and historically one that does not go unpunished. Think of Sodom and Gomorrah. We did not, however, arrive here overnight. It was in 1986, a mere 27 years ago, that the U.S. Supreme Court upheld state rights to enact sodomy laws in the landmark case of Bowers versus Hardwick. At that time, the article goes on to say that Warren Burger warned. Chief Justice Warren Burger, he said that to allow sodomy, that would be somehow a protected right under the fundamental constitution, it would cast aside millennia of moral teaching. However, that was overturned in 2003, and at that time, Judge Scalia warned that with overturning that law and that decision, same-sex marriages would be allowed in the future, which, of course, it happened. Der Spiegel Online had this to say on July 2nd. As of this August, talking about last year, 585 million people in the world will live in regions where two gay marriages exist. Now projecting to this August. Roughly twice as many as in August of 2012. And just 12 years before that, at the turn of the millennium, gay marriage didn't exist anywhere in the world. The losers in this trend in every country are religious forces, it says. In France, it was conservative Catholic circles. But the resistance in France was directed at far more than just gay marriage. It was also about fundamentally questioning the legitimacy of the country's socialist president, going hand in hand with what we just read in the previous article. Baptist minister and former Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee met the Supreme Court's ruling with the words, "Jesus wept," obviously alluding to the fact that Jesus Christ wept over Jerusalem when he saw the days of their visitation coming and saying, "You refuse to repent, I like to put you under my wings, you refuse to do it, and you will suffer tremendously," which they did in 70 AD. He goes on to say that even radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh conceded earlier this year that the gay marriage movement would no longer be stopped, saying the issue is lost. And Bill O'Reilly also said something even to that effect, even scoffing at those who would take the Bible as an argument, saying you have to have better arguments than that. Now, not everybody agrees. GTA, a Jewish publication, pointed out that Orthodox Rabbi Joel Schoenfeld of the Garden Hills in Queens said that this decision has brought humanity so low it can only announce the end of days. Maybe, the article says, the rabbi says, the Messiah or the Messiah will soon come and straighten us out. Yes, the Messiah needs to come very soon to straighten us out. And we all should pray what Jesus Christ asked us to pray when we turn our minds and our hearts to God the Father and we ask Him, "Please, your kingdom come. Let it come, because the warnings are there. The time of the end has most certainly arrived. How much worse can it get? We need God's intervention, and we need it very, very soon." Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.